Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, and you know we like to do live ones, especially ones sponsored by Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us on the show today is Sherry Lynn, over here from Portsmouth. How are you, Sherry?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Hunter?
I'm excellent. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, first, I'm going to play Bonnie Mae for you.
Bonnie Mae. Here's Sherry Lynn here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, I've been down every road, so don't tell me which way to go. My boots have stomped these streets, and my sleeves have pulled your aces clean. I seen your wicked claim to fame, and my mama knows your daddy's name. So don't you talk to me so low, and don't tell me which way to go. Well, I've done some politicking and my chicken's finger licking good. Pearly bakers, movers, shakers, look here, it's all in my chicken's finger licking good. Pearly bakers, movers, shakers, look, it's all in my hood. So pour some whiskey in my cup, I serenade you till the sun comes up. But baby, this ain't your show, so don't tell me which way to go. Well, I had a little hobby horse, her name was Bonnie Mae. Legs made of corn stalk and tail made of hay. I bridled her and saddled her and rode her uptown. Long came a whirlwind and blowed her all around. Blowed her all around, blowed her all around. Well, I done some politicking and my chicken's finger licking good. Yeah, yeah. Pearly bakers, undertakers, am I understood? Which way to go?
here on Hunter at Sunrise. And my producer during the song was telling me to forward or share the video that we're doing of you. We have a live, you're live up on Facebook right now. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thanks.
And if you are seeing this on Facebook, make sure you share it with your friends so everyone can see Sherry Lynn here this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why don't you introduce this gentleman who you're playing with here?
Well, this is my music partner and a very dear friend, Mr. Bernie Lee, who's really helping me out this morning. So I very much appreciate him being here.
He's been holding down the fort.
Always.
While you've been getting here.
That's right.
Yeah, Sherry forgot that the Midtown Tunnel is closed this morning. So
yeah. She
was running just a little bit late. But I tell you what, you're a real trooper. You came in the door and bang, you're on the air.
That's right. I'm used to it.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sherry. I know you live in Portsmouth, right?
That's right. Born and raised in Portsmouth. Went to Churchland High School a long time ago. I won't say when. Mm-hmm. But I went to Governor's School for the Arts, and I ended up going to Shenandoah University for voice. I had really terrible stage fright, and so I ended up being a graphic designer for most
really?
Of my career. Yeah. And so I worked at the Virginian Pilot for about 13 years, and I recently resigned from there this past August because I could not keep up with all my gigs and have a full-time job, too.
Wow.
So I still do graphic design. I do freelance. But luckily, I'm very grateful that music really takes up most of my time now. So I feel very blessed.
Yeah, I looked at your list of gigs, of which this radio show is one of, and it goes on and on and on and on. You've got quite an array of places that you play. Why don't you name some of them? Where do you play normally?
Well, our most regular gig is at Abbey Road. We're there every Thursday night, starting at about 8:30. We stop at about 11:30. And when I say we, I'm talking about Bernie and I. Usually we have a duo called Fixity.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while we have a third person sit in with us, Kyle Folsom, and then we're Fixity 3.
Fixity 3.
Fixity 3. But so Abbey Road, usually about one weekend a month, we also perform there Friday and Saturday as well. And we're also there every other Sunday. And this happens to be one of those weeks where we're there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
So we'll be there tonight at 8:30.
Wow.
And I also, this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Hampton, I'm doing a charity event called Rock and Rescue. It's a dog rescue event.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Where's that going to be?
In Hampton. You know, I'm not really sure. I have to look it up, the address, but it's been to this area before. I'm really not very familiar with Hampton at all.
Uh-huh.
So I have a navigation in my car, which saves me a lot.
Well, so. Tell me, how did you guys come up with the name Fixity? What's the significance of Fixity?
Bernie, I have to tell you about that.
Okay. Go ahead, Bernie.
I used to sing with a young lady here in town named Barbara Nesbitt. And she,
Barbara Nesbitt, I know that name.
Yes, we were the perpetrators for a long time, and she came. She revealed that word to me. It's I think originally it refers to quantum physics and the state of particles being fixed or being measured. I'm not exactly sure.
This is getting very deep.
But I look at it as the opposite of being broken.
Oh, okay.
If you're in a state of fixity, that means you're not busted up.
So that means that you're building back, so to speak, I guess. Fixity.
We'll leave the quantum physics out of it for now.
Well, who writes most of the music? Do you, Sherry, or?
Well, I'm actually really new to songwriting. I've only been playing the guitar for about a year and a half, and I have a handful of songs that I've written that we do, but we do a lot of covers and put our own spin on them. And then we also do some covers from Bernie. Bernie's been a musician for so long and has been in so many groups and has so many original songs. So both of us, I guess you could say.
Bernie, it's been a long time. You've not been on the show. This is your first time on the show, and you've been around here forever. Well, how has that worked?
I keep a low profile, which probably isn't the best approach.
Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
There's another song. The first song I ever wrote, it's called My Way, and it's not one that I do very often. It's a bit slower.
Okay.
And It's about somebody I lost in my life that who passed away quite a number of years ago, and it's just about the grieving process. So,
okay.
Happy Sunday morning. Let's grieve.
Here's Sherry Lynn here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I got something to say. Hey, let me brighten your day. I got two guns sitting in my bedroom drawer, one for you, one for when I can't take no more. I said, hey, let me show you my way. Well, I was up in the sky today. I touched the sun, I felt its burning light. Three little birds flew by, singing in my ear. They said, Mama, are you alright? I got faded dreams and a pickup truck, turnkey things and a bullet full of Mr. Elijah Craig's always kind to me for weeping willow days in your cherry tree. Hey, you got something to say. Hey, won't you grace my day? Give me a sign, give me some time, I got some troubles to spare. You make me mean, you haunt my dreams, I feel ya. Are you there? Are you there? You see, I don't wanna cry no more, no more salt in my love bed. I'm living captive in your memory. I'm tired of walking with the living dead. I know good men come and good men go. The devil met him out by the side of the road. Some men fight to die at any cost. Jesus came to me, he said it ain't my I got something to say. Hey, good days coming my way. I'm going down to the river where I make my bed, and let the earth take my soul and hold my weary head. Hey, that's my.
Wow. Sherry Lynn here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, and you haven't been writing songs very, very long, you say?
No, I wrote that song a few years ago, and then I didn't write any for a long time. I didn't play the guitar at the time, and it was actually I dreamed it one morning, and then I woke up and I kind of just started putting it together, and I just heard it in my head. So, but no, because I haven't been playing the guitar very long, I haven't really been writing any other songs. I only have a handful.
Okay. Well, you had a handful the night at the Emerging Artist Contest. You did a great job, I thought.
Thanks, Hunter. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and in fact, some of the songs are so great, I said, well, she needs to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm really honored to be here.
Yeah. Well, what about recording? Would you think you'd like to record something? Or?
Well, honestly, I've only been in the studio one time, and I haven't really had time to go back in there since, and that was just kind of to get my feet wet to see how it all worked. And it's a lot harder than I ever thought, but I really love challenges, and I'm hoping maybe after the busy season, and when I say busy season, I mean the summer. when that is over, maybe in the fall and the winter, I can get back in there and get some stuff recorded.
Well, so you're thinking about doing this professionally all the time.
Well, I mean, my goal is to just do music and not have to have any other side hustles to make it. And I mean graphic design when I say that. To me, that is... I will have made it at that point if I just can do this for a living and pay the mortgage.
Yeah. So. well, what else would you like to play for us? We're talking with Sherry Lynn here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Okay. Well, I was thinking...
We got time for one more.
One more. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's another one. It's called Ethel and Company.
Ethel and Company.
Ethel and Company. It's, this is a song about substance abuse. There's three verses. Each verse is about a different drug.
Okay.
So, go ahead and start.
All right, here's Sherry Lynn here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Miss Ethel lives in the deep woods. She built a house all by herself. Cut every limb of hickory. She keeps her soul up on a shelf. At night she turns on the red light, invites every fella in town. Miss Ethel has no heart, boys. She likes to see you go down. The devil's burning in your eyes. Full moon rising, telling lies. One more evening, you'll be dreaming and pretending to be free with Ethel and Company. Pearly is the life of the party. Yeah, she never sleeps at all. Hold on to your wallet, boys. She's the greatest hustler of all. She's the queen of connection. She put a twinkle in your eye. She knows the art of deception, and she likes to see you cry. The devil's burning in your eyes. Full moon rising, telling lies. One more evening, you'll be dreaming and pretending to be free with Ethel and Company. There's a horse in the stable. He's right next to your door. He sleeps in the windy pies, and their needles all cover the floor. He'll be your only friend. He'll never leave you alone. You'll ride him to Nirvana, and you'll ride him on home. The devil's burning in your eyes. Full moon rising. lies. One more evening you'll be dreaming and pretending to be free with Ethel and company. The devil's burning in your eyes. Full moon rising, telling lies. One more evening you'll be dreaming, and that's where you'll find me with Ethel and company. With Ethel and company. With Ethel and company. With Ethel and company. That's where you'll find me.
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Sherry Lynn. Wow. What was the reason for writing that particular song?
Well, you know, I have a lot of friends, and I've lost a lot of people in my life mm-hmm. to substance abuse, and, you know, a lot of people who are close to me have as well. Mm-hmm. And that song basically is just... Well, it's talking about the pain involved in substance abuse by really being in the grip of it and what it's like and how hard it is to get out.
Sure.
So.
Wow. Wow, it's a very stirring song, I must say. Sherry Lynn here on Hunter at Sunrise. And where are you going to be playing again? You said this week it's busy.
Yes. Well, oh my gosh, sherrylinn.com, S-H-E-R-R-I-L-I-N-N. You see my full gig list there. I'm also in a Grateful Dead tribute band in the area called Last Fair Deal.
Really?
And yes, and so all of my gigs are on there for Fixity, Last Fair Deal, any solo stuff that I'm doing. Is on there as well. I am constantly looking at my phone and my calendar because I can't keep up with all of it. I have a really bad memory anyway. But today, if y'all can get out to Hampton to the Rock and Rescue, uh-huh. go adopt your new best friend. I'll be there from 2 to 2:45. I'll be playing. There's some other artists there as well and vendors. And so it should be a good time. And then tonight we'll be at Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Bernie and I will be there starting at 8:30, mm-hmm. and we'll be done at about 11:30. So come on out.
Yeah. And Bernie, thanks for coming on the show. Next time, don't be so low profile.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming in today.